Final segment here on Let's Get Local for this Saturday, August 6th. Speaking of August 6th, and before we get back to the good work of the Home Buyers Roundtable, it is National Mustard Day over in Middleton right now, taking place. It started at 10, goes until 4 o'clock. If you head over to the National Mustard Museum in Middleton on Hubbard Avenue, all kinds of great things. There's live music, there's mustard games, there's, of course, food, and all kinds of mustards you can sample and get involved in with National Mustard Day. Barry Levinson has created this in more than 30. This is the 31st National Mustard Day, and people from all over the world are involved. So, that being said, Lori, you're a guest on today's program during National Mustard Day. Mustard fan, what's your favorite type of mustard?
You know what? I'm just a mustard fan. I'm not into ketchup at all. Like, I'll eat ketchup on a hamburger or hot dog, but I love mustard. I'll dip my fries in mustard. I'm kind of weird like that. So I like spicy mustard. I like regular mustard. I have gone to the Mustard Museum and sampled various kinds of mustard I didn't even know existed. So I think I pretty much liked them all.
Now, over 6,500 types of mustard at the Mustard Museum.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
How many? 65?
Yeah, 6,500 different mustards from people all over the world. They also host the mustard competition in May, but this is a celebration of Mustard, National Mustard Day here August 6th. It's always the first Saturday of August over in Middleton. Again, mustardmuseum.org. You can support the great work of Barry and the team. And you can head out today. It's a little toasty, but, you know, there's shade over there and there's good mustard to put on anything you like. The other thing, Laura, if it's hot today, they have a mustard-flavored ice cream this year created by the chocolate.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Yes, I actually did try mustard-flavored ice cream when I was there last time. I can't say I was a huge fan of that, but I don't know if it's hot enough, I might appreciate it more.
Head over to check out National Mustard Day in Middleton today, going until 4 p.m. today. All right, the Home Buyers Roundtable, Laura, is so much about education. So tell us, there are so many opportunities. And again, information education is key to being informed in the process, having success. Tell people about all the efforts you do on the education front.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So during our monthly meetings, we're taking a little break in the summer. And then our first meeting, annual meeting, our kind of kickoff is in September. So throughout the year, we have a speaker come in and talk on something housing related. So again, we can be informed and better professionals and better able to educate our buyers and sellers. So we do that within our group. And anybody who is in the housing arena is welcome to come join us and check us out. It's a good collaboration, networking, education, constant education. And then along with that, there are some options for buyers out there that qualify. It is income based for the county that you buy a home in, but you might be able to qualify for some down payment assistance. And considering the shifting market that we're in right now, I've actually seen a couple of those get accepted, which is really nice. So it's not impossible. It just, we need education on it. So what we do is we host an annual education, free education for the realtor community. And we don't get into the down and dirty about the debt ratios and all the stuff they don't probably care about, but we just tell them what programs are out there, what are available, what maybe some amounts that their buyers might be able to qualify for. And then we also talk with them about what inspectors look for, because these programs are looking to be sure that when home buyers are getting assistance and moving into these homes, they are safe and sound. And so they do what's called a minimum housing code inspection. So we teach them on that also, so that when they're walking through properties, they can kind of preview and say, oh, that might be a problem. You know, like maybe we need to have a conversation with the seller about that, just to see, you know, how that's going to play out. So we do that every year in February for realtors. And then in March of every year, we do a training for lenders all around Dane County. Surrounding areas are welcome as well. But we offer that, and that's just a little bit more specific about the things that lenders need to know, because we are the ones that are really educating buyers about whether or not they do or don't qualify. We need to know. There's a lot of specifics about these programs that we need to know really well, and we want to be sure that we're spreading the word to all lenders that we can, so that they can talk to their buyers, because people might, it's actually surprising to me how often I still hear people say, oh, I can't buy because I have to have 20% down. Mm. No, you don't. You do not. You might be able to buy with zero down, but you just need to know if that applies to you and what it means to you. And so that's what we teach on as well for lenders. And then along with that, we have monthly home buyer education classes for home buyers that are just interested in the process. And those are free as well. So that is a comprehensive education on all aspects of the home buying process. We start with credit and budget, so that we can give you some pointers on that. And if you're not ready, at least you kind of know where to start. And then lender comes in and talks about what programs are available, how to choose a lender, like our 4Cs, credit, capacity, collateral, those types of things, what we look for when we're making an underwriting decision for them. And we also talk about the down payment assistance programs that are available in Madison, just to give them a summary of what they might be able to qualify for, how they can qualify. And then we also have a realtor come in, talk about what the realtor does, home inspector, and homeowners insurance. So they get what's referred to as HUD approved, government approved home buyer education. It is a full 8 hours of education that is required for some first time home buyer programs and for the down payment assistance programs. And they get all that free.
Okay, I want to go back to a couple things, but before we get there, I heard a lot of valuable information and services, and I heard the word free after all of those. How is that possible, Laura? Yeah. How is it funded?
Thank you. What an excellent question. So we do that because we have a lot of amazing sponsors for the Home Buyers Roundtable. We have three different levels of sponsors. So we have major sponsors, mid-level, and friend sponsors. And so that could be like the city, county. They're a big sponsor of ours. WIDA has been a sponsor of ours in the past. That's been known as a first-time home buyer program, but it's not anymore. Anybody can buy using WIDA. And we have several banks and real estate companies and lots of people that believe in our mission and they want to support us. And so without them, we would not be able to put on these free classes. All of our sponsors are proudly listed on our website, which you mentioned earlier, homebuyersroundtable.org.
Absolutely. It's so important to recognize how these services are available and who helps make that possible. Clearly, a lot of volunteers from all these different networks within the home buying process that help organize and teach and educate. But someone has to fund it. Someone has to put the money behind it, too, to make all that free for people to help them. And with the ultimate goal of increasing home ownership and availability for that. So, Laura, you said, too, okay, I'm gonna play a scenario here. We got a couple minutes left. I'm a new home buyer. I'm just getting into this, or I want to buy my house for the first time. I don't have lending set up. I don't have some of these other things. How long is that process, and when can I be approved, and when do I think I can actually be in an actionable position to make an offer?
Wow, that's a lot of questions.
Sorry, was that too much?
With a lot of different answers, so I'll do my best. So I'm going to suggest that you go to the class and take the education on it, because Even if you're already talking with a lender or a realtor, I know there's things you're going to learn that you didn't know before. And why not do that? I mean, I get it. It's a long time, but it's well worth it. Because what if you could qualify for some of these programs? You're going to need this education anyway. But even if you don't qualify, it's great education. So along with that, the Home Buyers Roundtable has a couple tools on our website that people could play around with. So if you just really have no idea and you're a little shy, not really ready to talk to a lender yet, we have a readiness tool. So you could go on there, and based on how you answer the questions, it'll give you some direction about, well, maybe it sounds like you need more credit repair or budget repair, or I don't know, it sounds like you might be ready, go take a class, you know. But when it really comes down to pre-approval, a realtor is going to tell every buyer, get yourself pre-approved, not pre-qualified, like go through the steps, submit your documentation, make sure it's solid so that there's no hiccups along the way. And then when you do talk with a lender, it's really pretty quick. You go through an application and the lender really should be verifying the information in the application, like your pay statements and W-2s and bank statements, all that. It's not to be nosy. It's truly to help you with things that we're going to need anyway. And that way you're kind of a little further down the process of your loan approval. So that whole process really is pretty quick. It does not take very long. Maybe you have no idea and you just jump right in. hopefully you're working with a lender that listens to you. It's not judgment at all. It should be education. So no, you're not quite ready, but here's the steps you need to take to get ready.
Love that. And maybe as I played the scenario, I was an overwhelmed person trying to find answers and you just simplified it for me. So absolutely love that.
Right.
It can be easy. And there's people at the Home Buyers Roundtable that can help you out. Again, Laura, thanks so much for being on the program today, telling us some of the good work and resources available. And just head to homebuyersroundtable.org, homebuyersroundtable.org. Laura Stanfield, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day. Happy Mustard Day.
That's Laura Stanfield from the Home Buyers Roundtable. Again, thanks to Just Coffee Cooperative. And head out for Mustard Day right now in Middleton. We'll be back next week outside the Pizza Box. Up next. In the dark.